Thank you, Madam Chair. The United States government is strongly committed to international assistance and cooperation as prescribed in Article 10 of the Convention. In the 50 years since the treaty's opening for signature, the United States has contributed many billions of dollars to global public and animal health and the advancement of the life sciences for peaceful purposes. The United States believes that implementation of Article 10 should also facilitate compliance with and effective implementation of the Biological Weapons Convention. More specifically, we believe that Article 10 implementation should continue to contribute to the prevention, detection, and response to infectious disease, the exchange of scientific information for peaceful purposes, including through educational and training programs, access to research, and opportunities for collaboration within the international scientific community, promoting an international climate that fosters innovation, investment, and access to scientific advances, encouraging development of appropriate regulatory and oversight systems at the national level to ensure the safe, secure, and peaceful application of life science materials and technologies, including those with dual use potential, and the effective implementation of the BWC and United Nations Security Council Resolution 1540 obligations. And finally, the creation of closer ties among the health, science, and security communities, which strengthen global capacity to prevent, detect, report, and respond effectively to outbreaks of infectious disease. However, much more can be done. My government recognizes that the pandemic demonstrated that no country was fully prepared to respond to a significant biological event. The devastating effects of the pandemic should serve as a mandate to all states' parties to seek common understandings and consensus during this review conference that will promote international cooperation to prevent or mitigate future pandemics. Madam Chair, I would like to make some remarks that help explain additions we would like to make to the language on Article 10 in the 8th RevCon final document. First, we would point out that coordination and cooperation are not limited to states' parties. States also cooperate with relevant international organizations, non-governmental organizations, academia, and the private sector in accordance with their respective mandates. The global response to the pandemic demonstrated the vital role all these entities played in providing assistance and cooperation. For this reason, we believe the 9th Review Conference should include language in the final document reaffirming the important role of players outside of governments and international organizations, such as those in the private sector. We hope that states' parties will explore further steps we can take to encourage collaboration with the private sector and work to create conditions favorable to investments in commercial biotechnology in their countries. In many cases, governments do not possess the technology states parties hope to acquire and cannot compel the transfer of privately owned materials and equipment. We also believe that effective national measures pursuant to Articles 3 and 4 are essential to promoting international cooperation and exchange. So we would like to see language in the final document in which the conference reaffirms that capacity building assistance provided to requesting states parties, including assistance in implementing Articles 3, 4, and 7, is directly relevant to Article 10. Finally, the United States continues to encourage improvements and further utilization of the International Cooperation and Assistance Database. We have suggested some ways to enhance its utility, such as organizing information thematically and including links to other sources of technical information, assistance, and advice. Adding links to such information would make the database and website more useful and consequently more used. We have already provided our proposals on language for Articles 1 through 9 to the ISU, and we will follow up with the additions to the 8th RevCon language for Article 10 that I've just mentioned. We look forward to engaging with other states' parties on them. Thank you.